Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth podcast. We're on a short series which comes under the general heading of Are We Being Deluded? We're on the last point, and it is this question that someone might say to you, or this statement that someone might make: I have my own beliefs, and therefore I don't need to listen to yours or anybody else's. Now, I don't know if this is a valid reason, because the problem with that statement is you and I could both be misguided. We might not have all the facts. We might not have discovered what is true. We may be influenced by our upbringing, by our circumstances, by the situations we've faced in life. So we have to ask ourselves, what are my beliefs based on? Simple purpose of our podcast is to point people to the Bible. We believe that the Bible is the message of our Creator, God. We believe that God has communicated with us in many ways, through our conscience, through the world round about us. Ultimately, through the coming of His Son, we believe God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, not to condemn us, but that we could be saved through Him. We believe there's plenty of evidence to support the claim that Jesus is the Son of God. So the question I'm asking you to think about this very short podcast today is, what are your beliefs based on? Now, my beliefs are based on the Bible. I believe the Bible is a very verifiable document. I believe that there is the most detailed evidence that it is a divinely, that is, a supernaturally inspired book, that it was written by men, but God gave them the information and yet used their own personality in writing it. It's quite complex, but we believe the Bible stands out with the hallmark of and the thumbprint of a creator, God, upon a supernatural mind behind it. For that reason, I believe the statements of the Bible. The Bible says this: faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you want faith, you need to listen to the Bible. You need to read the Bible, listen to what God has to say, not as a kind of exercise of ticking a box, but as God speaks to you through His word in your conscience. Then you will hear the voice of God and you begin to trust Him when you realize that this is truth that you're hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The scriptures state this, that they're able to make you wise, intelligent about salvation. Man is a flawed being, we know that. We die, we have illness, we create disasters, we experience disasters. We believe life is not ending at death, that we have a soul. You're more than a physical being with just physical feelings and emotions, that you're a spirit being, and you live beyond this life. And the Bible tells us that there's two options: heaven or a place where no one really wants to be, called the lake of fire. That is the place where people who don't want to believe end up because they have refused to accept God's emergency package, His forgiveness. The Bible says Christ Jesus, God's Son, came into the world to save us, to save sinners, and that if we turn from our sin, we repent and believe the good news of the gospel, realizing that He died and come back from the dead to demonstrate He took the punishment for our guilt, because we are morally and sinfully defective, and He paid for it so that we could be clear, forgiven, and made right with God. If you want to hear more about these things, come to our webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Read the Bible for yourself. That's the best thing to do. May God really bless you through listening and thinking about these issues today. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk.